奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，你在2000年前从天上降到世间为人。
Lord, we give thanks to you that 2000 years ago you came down to this world and turned into flesh.
你带到世界上要带给我们天国的福音。
You came to this world to bring us your heavenly gospel.
你要把我们从罪里面救出来。
You came down to save us from our sins.
你要赏赐我们充满的恩典跟真理。
You reward us with your truth and your salvation.
主啊，我们在世界上好像困苦流离。
Lord, we are very troubled and laborious on this world.
我们一切的安慰、力量、喜乐、满足都是从你来的。
Of our comfort, our peace, our joy all come from you.
愿主耶稣你与我们同在。
May Lord Jesus Christ be with all of us.
打开每一个人的心。
And inspire every one of us.
让我们认识你就是我们人生的至宝。
So we can truly understand that you are the soul, peace, and foothold of all of us.
唯有你能够使我们人生有意义、有价值。
Only through you we can gain true meaning and true value of life.
我愿你的名得到荣耀。
Lord, may your name be praised and glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们请叶传道正道之前，我们要再一次来请圣何西的唱诗班来献诗。
Before we ask Preacher Ye to give us his sermon, let us again ask our San Jose Church Choir to present a few hymns. Thank God for the wonderful hymns presented by our choir.
以前我年轻的时候，我是唱第三部的。
When I was young, I sang bass.
年纪一天一天的老以后吧。
Excuse me, tenor. But now, as my age advances.
现在降为第五部。
Now I sing extra deep bass.
大概没有人要了，所以是无部。
There's no such position, so I don't think any choir would want to have me as a member.
所以我很羡慕大家能够唱个很好的诗歌。
So I'm very,
声音
very envious of a choir presenting such wonderful hymns.
那现在要奉主的圣名来为他正道。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give testimony for the Lord.
每个年代都是会有悲剧的发生。
Every year, I guess, there's going to be some sad things that happens.
这个悲剧或许是发生在个人身上，或许发生在集体的身上。
These sad events perhaps may happen on individuals, or it could happen on a group of people.
那悲剧不会随着时间的进展，还有科技的发达来停止。
These sad events, unfortunately, does not stop at advance of technology or advance of time.
50年以前的有一个家庭。
About 50 years ago, there once was a family.
这个家庭有的父母亲。
And within this family, the parents.
父母亲总共生着四个男生还有三个女生。
These couple in the family had four sons and three daughters.
老大是男生。
The eldest of their child is a son.
然后再接下来就是三个女生。
And then he had three younger sisters.
再接下来就是有三个男生。
And then after that, they had another three younger son after that.
那很不幸有一天这个女生底下这三个男生有一天就不知道是什么原因一个一个的离开世间。
But very unfortunate, very pitifully, that for whatever reason, unknown to them, the daughters and their family died one after another.
那做父母亲的他们非常的伤心。
So as the parents of that family, they were very saddened by this event, these occurrences.
那他们很高兴的，后来啊，又生了一个男孩。
But later on, they bore another son.
那这个男孩呢，一刚出生呢，也是很多的疾病。
But this youngest son, once he was born, he had a lot of different illnesses.
那他们呢，就去找了很多的医生啊，就去找了很多的庙宇呀、啊。来使这个家庭啊得到平安。
They tried to search for many doctors, many people that could potentially help them, even look for idols to help them.
但是这个家庭呢，却是没有因为他们去庙宇问神呢而得到平安。
However, this family did not receive any comforts or peace just because they went to the temples of the idols to worship them, to plead for their help.
那有一天这个小男生呢到三岁的时候，
One day when their youngest son turned three,
头上啊长疮，背部也长疮，生脓，又不能够走路，必须要在地上爬行。
And he started to have hives and hives all over his head and his back, and they were infected, and to the point where he could not lie down.
当正在走投无路的时候，
to the point where they did not realize they were helpless.
啊，他们村庄有一个人呢，就来介绍他们信耶稣。
There was another person, their neighbor, asked them that they should come to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为有一位正耶稣教会信徒呢，看这个家庭的小男孩。啊，也是快要奄奄一息了。
At that time, one of True Jesus Church member saw these misfortunate events happening in their family and took pity on that little boy and wanted to bring their family to the Lord.
那眼看这个家庭虽然是去庙宇啊拜那些神，但是呢也没有好转，所以他就产生慈悲的心呢、啊，就报告这个好消息给这个家庭。
And he realized that they tried everything that they could possibly try to heal this little boy, but therefore he took pity on this boy and their family and wanted to preach the good news to them.
于是这个家庭呢，就开始到教会啊来听道理。
So this family started to attend services.
啊，信耶稣以后接受洗礼，这个小男孩啊就活下来了。
After being baptized, this little boy was sustained of his life.
这个小男孩就是今天晚上站在这里正道的戴眼镜的这个人。
And this little boy is the person that's standing before you now, testifying for the Lord.
所以假如不是基督耶稣的恩典，我今天也不会站在这里。
So if it weren't for the grace and the compassion of Lord Jesus Christ, I myself will not be standing here.
那这种家庭的悲剧呢，每一个时代都有。
And these type of sad events or occurrences or tragedies will happen from time to time.
除非借着基督耶稣的介入，不然不会停止。
Unless it was through the compassion and the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, these tragedies will not stop.
那圣经里面也是有一个同样的故事。
And there is a similar a story in the Bible.
我们请看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第八章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章二十六节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 8 verse 26.
路加福音八章二十六节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 26.
他们到了格拉森的人的地方，就是加利利的对面。27 耶稣上了岸，就有城里一个被鬼附着的人迎面而来。这个人许久不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在坟墓里。这边提到有一个犯鬼的人。
Here it talks about that there once was a person possessed by the demon.
他赤身露体，
He ran around town naked.
啊，就是在冬天呢，他也不会穿衣服。
even during winter time, that he would not wear clothing.
他不住在房子，他住在野外，住在营棚里。
He lived outdoor. He did not live in a house.
那这个家庭里的人呢，因为看到他这样子的。
And so his family, saw him like this.
所以就用别人呢，用铁链脚镣把他捆锁。
They kept him in chains and kept him under guard.
但是因为他的力量啊，他是被鬼附着的，所以力量非常的大，竟然把那个锁链啊挣断了。
But because the fact that he was possessed by the demon, he possessed the great power and strength. He was able to free himself from these chains.
那这个人呢，也是他父母亲的孩子。
And this person has a parents.
那可能他小的时候非常的可爱。
And maybe when he was a child or even an infant, he was very cute and adorable.
可能他的父母亲呢，就把希望全部放在这个孩子身上。
Perhaps the parent entrusted all their hopes onto this particular person.
父母亲希望这个孩子长大以后能够改变他们的家庭经济。
I'm sure you can imagine that his parent, when he was young,I wish that this person will grow up to be of success so that he can bring wealth to the family.
父母亲啊，期盼这个孩子啊，将来能够带给他们幸福。
And I'm sure that his parent wished that this person would bring them happiness.
可是不幸的事情发生了。
But something tragic happened.
有一天啊，这个人啊，产生变化。
One day, this person started to change.
他不懂得穿衣服，天就再冷，他也不会穿衣服。
He ran around town naked, did not realize that he was naked.
不但如此，他还会打人。
Not only so, he beat up people.
所以每一个人都非常的怕他。
So every person around that area was fearful of him.
没有人啊，有办法来帮助他。
No one was able to help this person.
可是呢，有一天呢，情况改变了，希望来了。
However, one day hope came and things started to change.
他碰到耶稣。
He met Jesus Christ.
耶稣啊，本着怜悯的心肠，就帮助他。
Jesus had compassion on this person, therefore helped him.
把鬼赶出去。
He cast away the demon inside of this person.
赶出去以后，这个人就正常了。
After the demon was cast away, this person became normal.
我们请看38节。
Please refer to verse 38. 38. Verse 38.
鬼所离开的那人恳求耶稣同在，耶稣却打发他回去说：“你回家去传说神为你做了何等大的事。”他就去满，他说去满城里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事。这个人得到耶稣的医治以后。
Here it says, after this person received healing from Lord Jesus Christ,
他觉得耶稣这个人啊，是跟一般人不一样的。
He realized that Jesus was different from normal people.
他可能直觉啊，这个耶稣啊，不是先知，就是神的儿子，跟神一样的。
He also recognized that Jesus is either a prophet or like a person, a godly person.
既然耶稣帮助他，所以他也要想要跟随耶稣来帮助耶稣。
So at the time to him, he was thinking since Jesus helped them, he wanted to go with Jesus to follow him.
至少口渴的时候能够拿水给他喝。
And to help Jesus in times when he needs to, for example, to give him water when he's thirsty.
来服侍耶稣。
He was determined to follow and serve Jesus.
但是耶稣告诉他说：“你回去啊，只要把神为你做了何等大事情呢、啊，宣扬出来就可以。”
However, Jesus told him, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you, and preach the gospel to your town."
这个人呢、啊，就回去了，传扬耶稣的大作为。
So this person went away and went back to his town and told everyone of the great things that Jesus had done for him.
所以一样的，我今天晚上也要来传扬耶稣的大作为。
So likewise, today before you, I'd like to preach of the great things that God had done.
那为什么耶稣能够做这个事情呢？
Now, why was that Jesus had the ability to perform such a miracle?
我们请看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
马太福音四章二十三。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, verse 23.
马太四章二十三。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
耶稣左遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。24。他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的人和被鬼附着的、癫痫的、瘫痪的都带来了，耶稣就治好了他们。耶稣啊，不管什么病啊，他都会治。
Here we can see that Jesus had the ability to heal all different kinds of illnesses.
我们现在啊，医学很发达。
Nowadays, technology is very advanced.
有很多疾病啊，还是没有办法来克服。
However, there are a lot of illnesses in this world that we cannot heal or overcome.
在读这文章呢，有一次啊，就一篇文章啊，它的主题啊是家庭的做主。家庭的做主啊。
There was an article in the National Geographic, Reader's Digest, the title was Family Curse.
就是说这个家庭啊，已经有25个人啊，患了一样的疾病。
And this, it records of a story of this family, that had more than 25 people, ill of some sort.
那已经有25个人啊，一样的死于这个疾病。
And out of this one family, 25 members of the family died of the same illness.
25个人呢，整个家庭25个人啊，可是医生啊束手无策，没办法。
But for some reason, the doctors at the time could not heal any of them.
那耶稣啊，他能够医治各样的疾病、各样疼痛和被鬼附着的。
Jesus here, could heal any type of illness. He could cast out demons, heal seizures and the paralyzed.
那他请看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter
1,
verse 1.
马可福音一章一节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 1.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头，这边很直接的说啊，耶稣到底是谁啊？
Here it tells us very clearly who is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他是神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
耶稣啊是神所取的名字。
Jesus was a name given by God.
基督啊就是救主。
Jesus is our Savior.
就是他的职称。
That was his direct title.
他是人类的救主。
He was the savior of mankind.
那他是神的儿子。
He is also the son of God.
人的儿子我们怎么称呼他呢？
So how can we refer to the son of God?
我们是人，我们的子孙还是人呢？
We're all humans and we all are of descendant of men.
国的儿子啊，也是国啊。
The descendants of dogs are still dogs.
神的儿子就是神啊。
So the son of God, is mankind.
所以换句话说，耶稣基督就是神。
In other words, Jesus Christ is God.
那我们昨天已经谈过了。
We've talked about this yesterday.
我们所敬拜的神是独一的神。
The God that we worship is the only God.
是创造宇宙的主宰的神。
He is the God that created the universe.
那为什么呢？
How and or why?
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the all powerful God.
他是本来就有的，自由拥有的。
He is the first of existence, and he sustains himself.
他是奇妙的。
He is mysterious.
所以他就是神。所以耶稣基督啊，有办法来医治各样的疾病。
That was the reason why Jesus Christ had the authority or power to heal all sorts of different illnesses.
因为耶稣基督是神的儿子，所以他的出生啊跟一般人不一样。
Because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, therefore his source is from different from any man, any person.
他还没出生以前的七百年前啊，就已经预言了，有一天呢，他要出生了。
Before he was born, about 700 years ago, he was already recorded in the prophet's prophecy that he was about to born.
我们人类的历史有没有这样的记载说，还没出生以前的好几百年前就在预言啊，某一天啊，有一个婴儿要出生在什么地方
？In the history of mankind, can you cite another example where somebody's birth was proclaimed or prophesized 700 years ago?
耶稣基督他是第一人，也是最后一个人。
Jesus Christ is the first human, and he will be the last. He'll be the last person on this world.
耶稣基督出生以后
，After the birth of Lord Jesus Christ,
有天使啊，在天上呢赞美着。
Angels was praising God in the heavens.
他传好信息啊，给那些看过羊群的人。
And he was preaching the good news to the shepherds.
说救主耶稣基督已经出生了。
The angels was preaching to the shepherds of the news that the savior of mankind has come.
这个人的出生啊是跟万民有关系的。
And the birth of Lord Jesus Christ has direct relationship with the welfare of mankind.
就说这个人的出生啊，是跟每一个人都有关系啊，跟你我的每一个人都有关系。
In other words, Jesus' birth has relationships to every individual, every one of us.
我看到他们底下有很多的 baby 啊，有一些 baby。
We see a lot of babies or youths in our church.
啊，请问你那 baby 刚生在医院里的时候
？And let me ask you a question: When your baby was born in the hospital?
你有没有说，我这个婴孩，我这个 baby 啊，是跟全世界的人有关系
？Did you proclaim of the fact that your infant was born and relating to the welfare of everyone in this world？
我看你这样一讲的话，医院里的医生护士啊，会帮你当病人来医啊。
I think if you said something to that effect, the nurses or the doctors would think that you are insane.
但是耶稣基督啊，他不一样。
But Lord Jesus Christ is different.
耶稣基督能够医治各样的疾病。
Lord Jesus Christ has the power to heal all illnesses.
那他来世间啊，最主要的目的是要做什么
？So what is his ultimate purpose for coming down to this world?
医治疾病是很好，可以减轻痛苦。
It is good to that the fact that he could heal illnesses because that takes away sufferings of mankind.
使人类过着一个很健康、很幸福的生活。
So that we could live a very healthy and very happy life.
可是呢，人呢、啊，你不管他怎么健康，有一天还是要过世的，还是要过去的。
But unfortunately, no matter how healthy you are, one day we all shall die.
现在人类最长的寿命大概是活到110几岁的。
Nowadays, the longest people that could live to is about 110 years old.
他还是要走啊。
But at the end, we all still have to go.
所以基督耶稣降世为人来到这个世间，最主要的目的是要做什么
？So what is the main purpose of God coming down to this world and transforming Himself into a human being? What is His purpose?
请看马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章
Gospel of Matthew chapter 1.
21节
Verse 21.
21.
Verse 21.
我们请从18节
Starting, let's read from verse 18.
耶稣基督降生的事记载在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。他跟一般人不一样，是从圣灵怀孕的。
So Jesus Christ right away is different from other people because he was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
他丈夫是个义人啊，不愿明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他羞了。20。
Verse 20.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要害怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”21。他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。 耶稣基督啊，我们刚提过的啊，他跟一般世间的人啊不一样。
We've mentioned before that Lord Jesus Christ is very different from any other person in this world.
啊，第一个，他是按着预言而生的。
Number one, his birth was prophesied.
啊，第二个，他出生是跟万民有关系。
Second, that his birth has relationship with the welfare of the entire humankind.
第三个，他不是从人怀孕的，他是从圣灵怀孕的。
Thirdly, he was not conceived through men, but rather he was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
意思就是说，一个小女孩呀、啊，还没有出嫁，只是订婚，还没有跟未婚夫在一起啊，她就怀孕。但是呢，是借着神的能力，因为神是全能的神啊，他要办法让这个小女孩呀、啊、怀孕了。
This Jesus' mother, a young woman.Did not wed anyone, and she was conceived through the Holy Spirit through the help of God.
那耶稣基督来最主要目的就是二十一节所说的。
And the main purpose of Lord Jesus Christ, in coming down to this world is stated in verse 21.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
That he will, save his people through their, from their sins.
这个是一个罪恶的世界。
This world is a very sinful world.
那每一个人呢，生下来都是有罪。
Every one of us were born into sins.
所以耶稣基督他需要把我们从罪恶里救出来。
So Lord Jesus Christ, wants to save all of us from our sins.
这是最主要目的。
This is the main purpose of Lord Jesus Christ in coming down to this world.
那人到底有什么罪呢？
So what kind of sins do we have?
我那个大哥今年是70岁。
I have a brother. He is about 70 years old.
他还没信耶稣。
He still has yet to believe in Jesus Christ.
他经常说啊，我心地很善良啊。
He often tells me that I have a clear conscience and I do good deeds.
我也不去抢劫，我不去偷。
I do not rob, I do not murder.
我有什么罪呢？
So what kind of sin do I have?
这个国家的法律啊，是你动手去做才算是你犯罪啊。
In the societal laws, we commit a sin if we actually do something.
它的罪的定义是什么？什么叫做罪？
So, and what is the definition of sin?
啊，根据字典的解释。
According to the letters of the law.
啊，罪啊，就是违背宗教道德的原则。罪就是违背宗教还是道德的原则。
And sins are acts or thoughts that are against the principles of religion or common conscience.
宗教跟道德啊，有时候就是说你心里面想。不好的事情就是犯罪。
So if you think of a bad deed in your, you have a bad thought in your mind, then you've committed a sin.
好，我们举几个简单的例子。
Let us cite a few examples.
比如说骄傲。
For example, proudness.
啊，骄傲就是罪啊。
Being proud is a type of sin.
啊，当然有的人啊不承认他。骄傲啊，大家也不会承认啊，自己很骄傲。
Not many people will recognize or fess up to the fact that they're proud.
但是人呢、啊，有时候无形当中啊，会显出自己的骄傲来。
However, subconsciously, a lot of times we will be very proud of ourselves.
啊，有一群太太们呢、啊，在聊天。
One time, there was a group of wives that are conversing.
那有位太太啊，就要抱怨她的儿子啊。
And there was a wife that was complaining about his son.
她说她儿子啊，那考试成绩啊都不好。
She complains that her sons get bad grades.
然后其他太太啊就很兴趣啊，啊在听她怎么说。
So the other wives were just listening with interest.
啊，就问她说，哎。那您的孩子是考第几名啊？怎么您说他考得不好啊
？So they proceeded to ask this wife, "Well, then tell us just how bad did he do on his test, and what rank is he in his class?
啊，这位太太说。
And his wife said,
啊，我被他气死了，我被我这个儿子气死了。
I'm so angry at my son.
他给我考个第二名啊。
He ranks only second in his class.
所以他意思啊，是告诉大家，他的儿子啊，很会读书啊，是考第二名哦。
His actually intention was to brag, to the other people that his son is actually very, a very good student and that he ranks number two in his class.
他只是换个方式来表现他自己而已。
She merely just used another way of expressing her proudness.
所以有的骄傲是隐藏在人的心里。
So a lot of times our pride, are hidden in our hearts.
在贪呢、啊，贪心。
Another sin would be greed.
我们在座很多年都在公司上班呢。
And I'm sure of, most of us work at, for a living.
那你看，有时候你看到你的同事啊，啊，随手一抓，抓一笔，那个笔哈，就装到口袋里，哎，就拿回家了。
I'm sure you've seen your colleagues or, someone in your company that because of their, some, they see a pile of pens, they would grab all of them and take, put them in their pocket and take them home.
啊，请问笔是你的吗？
So, whose pens are those?
不是啊，笔是公司的啊，公司花钱去买的啊。
Those pens belong to the company.
是要让你在公司里面上班用的。
They're meant for you to use at work.
不是要让你回家用的。
They're not meant for you to bring home to use.
啊，人就是小贪啊。
So, you can see, greed of this nature in mankind.
啊，有一次两个婴孩啊坐在一起。
One time there was two toddlers that were sitting next to each other.
每个婴孩啊，每个婴孩啊，啊，嘴巴里各自咬着自己的奶嘴。
And each toddler, had their own, nipple, a pacifier in their mouth.
那一个婴孩啊，就用手啊，去过一下另外一个婴孩的奶嘴。
And, but this one toddler would reach over and take away the other toddler's pacifier.
啊，他自己已经有一个了，他一个嘴巴不能够吃两个奶嘴啊。
He already had, that one toddler has a pacifier in his mouth already, but he wanted to have the other toddler's pacifier.
那为什么他有这个动作呢？
Why did he, have that type of action?
啊，因为人的本性啊，就是贪啊。
Because it is a human nature to be greedy.
啊，婴孩的本性是很，他想什么他就做什么，他不会隐藏啊，他就是把它过下来。
We can see that very clearly in infants' actions because they do whatever they feel at the moment and they don't hide their feelings.
啊，第三个是淫乱。
The third type of sin is adultery.
啊，这个是淫乱的世界啊。
Fornication. And this is a very,
promiscuous
world.
我本来同居这个字眼啊，好像我只是在西方社会啊比较经常听得到。
Back in the days, living together without getting married, seemed to be only an occurrence in the Western society.
那有一次有个信徒啊，他开一家公司啊，他请几个女性的职员呢。
And we had a brother, before he had a company and he hired a couple of, female workers.
那我们也经常到他的办公室啊去举行啊家庭布道。
And oftentimes we would go to his company to have our family Bible service.
啊，他邀请一些职员啊来参加聚会。
And many times he would invite some of his employees to attend our family Bible study.
那以前呢，听这位老板说啊，啊某一位小姐呢，啊她在外面呢，啊就跟她的男朋友啊住在一起。
And we hear about stories where the so-and-so, of his employee would go out and live with her boyfriend.
啊，本来她跟男朋友住在一起呢，我们也是司空见惯了，反正外邦人，也没有什么了不起。
at the time, sometimes we did not think of that as anything because these were unbelievers. So, I mean, it's only that's fine.
可是有一天呢，我们要教您就业啊，啊，突然之间呢，要跑出一个个子很高大的男生出现。
But one time when we had our Bible study, all of a sudden there's this new younger person came, and this person was very,
长得非常英俊啊，长得很英俊啊。
And he was very handsome.
哎，那位是谁啊？
So we were wondering who is this person.
啊，这位信徒告诉我。
And one of our believers told me.
啊，这就是啊，那位啊，同居的人的先生啊，他从大陆来看他。
And he tells me that this person is that lady that was cohabitating with her boyfriend's husband, and he's here to visit his wife.
你看这位太太，她已经有先生了，先生特地从大陆跑来这边看她，她自己本身还在美国啊，跟人同居呀。
This person, this wife, had a husband in China, but she still.In the United States, had another boyfriend and cohabit with that person.
但是圣经告诉我们了。
The Bible tells us.
凡是看见妇女就动了淫念啊，这个人啊，就是跟那个妇女啊发生奸淫的。
Any person that even so far as to have a promiscuous thought with another woman, then this person had committed.Fornication.
那是嫉妒啊。
The next sin, is jealousy.
每一个人呢，大致上啊，多少啊，都有点嫉妒之心呢。
I'm sure every one of us have some sense of jealousy in our hearts.
啊，贪食、贪吃啊。Gluttony.
And also gluttony.
啊，这个贪吃的话，我们假如去饱会吃，哦，你就是犯罪了。
That's very evident.
你一直猛吃，吃个不停。
Of the buffets that we have, if you would indulge yourself in buffets, then you would be committing gluttony.
我们身体啊，是神的殿啊，是属神的。
Our bodies are temples of God, and they belong to God.
啊，不能够弄坏自己的身体啊。
We cannot defile it. We cannot. We have to take care of it.
再愤怒啊，就会生气。
Another next, anger or angry.
这个礼拜我们有没有生气过呢
？Have you got mad at something this week?
所以很多事情呢，我们想一想啊，人都是有罪的。
So if you think of all these things, you'll realize that every one of us have sins.
只是当时的环境啊，让我们不会去犯罪。
It's just that perhaps your environment and your family, your upbringing would prevent you from making some of these mistakes.
那犯罪的结果是怎么样呢
？But what is the conclusion, the consequences of committing sins?
我们请看路加福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章十九节。
Luke chapter 16 verse 19.
路加福音十六章十九节。
Luke chapter 16 verse 19.
有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐二十。
20.
又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮啊，被人放在财主的门口。啊，这是一个很明显的对比啊。
Now this was a very stark contrast.
在二十一。
21.
要得财主桌上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且有果来填他的疮。22. 后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里啊。亚伯拉罕怀里就指着他啊，已经到神那里去了，到天堂里。
22 talks about that he had gone to God.
那财主也死了，并且埋葬了。23.
23.
啊，财主在阴间里受苦啊。他举目看见亚伯拉罕，又看见拉撒路在他的怀里啊，在他的怀里，意思他在他那一边哦，在他的同一边呢、啊，在亚伯拉罕的同一边。
And this rich person died and went into heaven and saw Abraham on his side.
好，再来看24节。
24.
就喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路用指头啊沾指头尖哦沾一点水凉凉我的舌头啊，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。
Oh, excuse me, this rich man went to hell and saw Abraham in the heaven.
所以阴间啊就是有火焰呢。
So he experienced the fire of hell.
火焰里面啊很痛苦的。
And it is very, he was tormented in the Hades or in the fire of hell.
这是财主他自己到阴间里到火焰里受刑罚。
So this rich man went down to hell to receive the punishment of hell.
那个地方啊，就是我们还没信主的人，我们刚一生出来，还没受洗以前，还没信主以前，啊，一般的世间人要去的地方。
And this same hell is the ultimate destination of all those people that were born into this world and committed sins and do not believe in Christ.
那请看二十六节。
26.
不但是这样子，并且在你我之间呢，有深渊限定，以致人要从这边到过你那边呢，是不可能的；要从那边到过我们这里来，也是不能的。啊，这天国跟阴间呢，这不能够随便你走来走去的。
And here it tells us that one cannot cross over between hell and heaven.
假如被判定在阴间的话，他说永远在阴间。
If you were sent down to hell, then you will be there forever.
这个深渊啊，是很大的，没有人有办法越过去的。
And this is not something anyone can cross over, as they wish.
就用现在的喷射机啊，也没有办法越过这个深渊呢。
You cannot take a jet to fly out of Hades or hell.
所以耶稣基督啊，就看这个情形啊，我们在那边受苦，他觉得很可怜呢。他觉得我们很可怜。
So, Jesus, knowing that that's our final destination, that we will be suffering, tormented in hell, and he took pity on us.
他不忍心我们受这样的苦楚。
He did not want us to go through these torments.
肉体的痛苦啊，是短暂的事情。
Physical torments are temporary.
可是以后的永远的刑罚，这个死以后那个生命呢，才是永远的。
But the punishment after death,is of eternal.
这段圣经的记载呢，不管你信不信。
And this passage records these events, no matter if you believe them or not.
它是存在的。
They do exist.
你信也好，它是存在；你不信也好，它也是存在的。
If you do not believe, they exist, but if you believe, they also exist.
所以基督耶稣来这个世间，就是要解决这个问题。
So Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to fix this problem.
这是最大的爱呀。
And this is the expression of his ultimate love.
那他怎么来解决这个问题？他怎么来把我们从罪恶当中、从地狱当中啊拯救出来呢？
So how could he fix this problem? How could he save us from the fire of hell?
就是借着流血啊，他被钉在十字架上流血。
Through his redemption or his blood through crucifixion.
啊，我想很多人呢都看过《基督受难记》这部影片。
I'm sure you've all have seen the movie regarding Jesus.
你看呐、啊，那个耶稣啊被
The Passion of Christ.
耶稣啊被打得遍体鳞伤呐。
And in the movie, you saw that Jesus was whipped with hooks. Where his flesh were torn apart.
那个肉碎啊，都掉在地上啊。
And he even pieces of his flesh even came off of him onto the ground.
他的周围啊，就好像是红色铺上一层红色地毯一样啊。
And around him, you see almost like the ground covered in red, like as if it's red carpet, but if it's his blood.
他背着十字架。
He carried his cross.
走了几步打下去，再起来，再走几步，他又打下去了。
He would fall from time to time, but he would get up and continue to walk and then fall.
直到有一个人来帮忙他背着十字架。
Until there was a person that came and tried to help him to carry the cross.
他最后呢被钉在十字架上。
At the end, he was crucified on the cross.
这个十字架就是当时啊罗马所用的最残酷的刑具。
And that the cross, the punishment that he received was the most cruel punishment for the most severe murderous people in that society.
他这样做, 耶稣基督这样子做是为了谁呢?
So he did all that for who?
这是为着我们呢?
He did all that for us.
把我们从罪恶当中啊,
he saved us from our sins.
从黑暗当中啊,
he brought us from darkness into light.
那我们今天怎么样来接受基督耶稣呢?
So today, how can we receive and welcome Lord Jesus Christ into our lives?
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
36节。
Verse 36.
使徒行传第二章36节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 36.
故此以色列全家确实的当知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣啊，神已经立他为主为基督的，37。那众人听见这话，就觉得扎心了，因为他们很受感动，就对彼得和其余的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎么样办呢？怎么行呢？38。38。彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Many people do not know what to do.
既然是知道有罪, 那怎么来解决呢?
They realize that they have sins, but how could they fix their sins?
因为耶稣啊, 只为人们死一次, 耶稣他已经升天了, 所以要哪里去找耶稣, 还要他的宝血呢?
Because Jesus Christ only died once for us, he's already ascended to the heavens, so where can we find this Lord Jesus Christ? To redeem our sins again.
血是代表一个人的生命。
Blood represents a person's life.
所以耶稣基督他留下宝血为我们牺牲生命。
So Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood to save our sins, our lives.
本来是我们要死的。
It was supposed to be us that will die.
但他却替我们死了。But
he died for us.
我们请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
第五章。
Verse 5.
罗马书第五章,
Romans chapter 5.
第八节,
verse 8.
罗马书五章八节,
Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
五章第八节,
chapter 5, verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。第九,
verse 9.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就要借着他免去神的愤怒，借着耶稣基督的宝血来称义。
We have been justified by Lord Jesus Christ's blood.
称义的意思就是算我们为无罪的。We
have been justified, meaning we have been redeemed of our sins.
因为人本来生下来就是有罪性的。Because
we've talked about the fact that we were born as infants, we have a natural sins.
大家只要记得相信耶稣基督是我们的救主。But
as long as we truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior,
借着洗礼洗去我们的罪,
through baptism, through repentance and baptism, washing away of our sins,
那么神就算我们没有罪的,
then God will cast away and wash away our sins,
这个免去神的愤怒,
and so that we will avoid the wrath of God.
好，请看回来《使徒行传》第二章,
let's turn back to Acts chapter 2,
38节,
verse 38.
第二章, 使徒行传第二章38节,
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦。”所以第一步就是悔改。既然有罪的话，就要悔改呀。So
the first step is to repent. Since we recognize the fact that we have sins, then we must repent.
然后奉耶稣基督的名受洗。Then
we have to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，不是奉父的名、子的名、圣灵的名。We
don't be. We're not. Baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost.
And 父、子、圣灵只是一个title，只是一个名称啊。
Because a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are only titles.
啊，大家都知道，父亲不是人的名字啊，儿子也不是人的名字啊。
We all know that Father and Sons are not the titles of mankind.
那个名字就是耶稣啊。
The name is Jesus Christ.
所以洗礼要奉耶稣基督的名洗礼才功效。
That's why here it says specifically that we must be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for it to have effect.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us so.
那按照这个方法呢，罪就可以得赦免。
According to this method, then our sins shall be forgiven.
所以只要按照这个方法来相信的话，来做。
As long as we proceed according to God's instruction,
我们的罪啊就会得到赦免。
Our sins shall be forgiven.
罪得到赦免以后，就会平安了。
After we have been forgiven of our sins, then we shall receive peace.
啊，有位小弟兄啊，他还没信主以前呢，啊，他啊吃喝嫖赌的。
There once was a young brother, before he believed in Christ, he did everything that's bad.
然后他有一天呢，他身体很不舒服。
One day he was very ill.
然后他去医院检查。
So he went to the hospital to get a checkup.
然后发现呢，他已经得了肝硬化，也就是肝癌了。
And they told him that he had lung cancer.
那肾脏诶
不好，
肾脏也不好。
And his liver was in digress.
所以他的身体啊就肿大。
Therefore he swelled up.
因为他的肝硬化，所以他的肚子啊也挺得很大。
And because his liver hardened, therefore.His stomach started to be inflamed as well.
那医院呢就不帮他医了。
The hospital even told him that he had no hope. Stopped treating him.
叫他回去。
Told him to go home.
所以他就很失望的回家了。
He went home very hopeless.
他想想他怎么会到这个地步。
He thought to himself, how could he reach this type of situation?
啊，这时候呢，有人介绍他信耶稣了。
At that particular moment, he was preached of the gospel of God.
就真的就是教会信徒啊，就去找他。
One of our members went to visit him.
传道理给他。
Preached to him.
叫他悔改。
Asked him to repent.
他想一想，这一辈子啊，他也是做了一些坏事情呢。
He thought to himself, indeed, he has done a lot of bad things in his days.
所以可能要悔改啊，才能够进天国。
So he thought to himself, he probably does have to repent to in order for him to still have a chance to enter the heavenly kingdom.
他的体力呢，一天一天虚弱。
And at that time, his health was digressing.
最后必须要躺在床上。
And he was to the point where he had to.Lie on the bed all day.
他连走路都走不动的。
He could not stand up and walk.
但是呢，后来他说要接受耶稣基督为救主。
But he decided that he wanted to receive Lord Jesus Christ as his savior.
所以他必须要接受洗礼。
He was determined to be baptized.
那洗礼，因为他不能够走到海边呢。
Because he was not able to physically walk next to the shores.
所以他必须啊，有人用担架帮他抬着去。
We had to have members physically carry him with a stretcher.
一个不能够走路，一个已经绝症的人。
A person nearing his terms in his days,
用担架抬下去洗礼。
Had to be carried out into the ocean with a stretcher to be baptized.
那传道者就奉耶稣基督的名为他施洗，洗去他的罪。
The preacher baptized him in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and washed away his sins.
他上来的时候
，After he came up from the shores,
他不用担架。
He said that he no longer needed the stretchers.
他自己呢，借着另外一个弟兄的扶持呢，他就走上来。
He was able to walk up, with just the help from another brother.
从本来是要死的人
，a person who was about to die.
啊，现在自己竟然呢，借着人的扶持走上来。
And after being baptized, he was able to walk with just another person's aid, walk out of the water.
连他家里的人也吓一跳。
Even his own family members was in shock.
以为啊是回光返照了，就人要死以前呢的短暂一个时间呢会很正常。
They thought that indeed he's about to pass because sometimes when a person is about to die, they have a very short period of energy.
所以他家里的人就叫小弟兄啊回到医院再去接受检查。
So they took him to the hospital to get him to be diagnosed again.
结果检查的结果，他的肝指数也正常，他的肾脏的指数也正常了。
And, he came out all normal. His bodily functions have gone back to normal.
又活了几十年的时间呢。
He lived for another ten years or so.
耶稣基督啊，就是我们最好的朋友。
Lord Jesus Christ is our best friend.
他降世为人，最主要的也要医治我们，也要救我们脱离魔鬼的手。
He came down to this world, on one part to heal our illnesses, but also to save us from, the imprisonment of Satan.
救我们脱离地狱的刑罚。
To save us from the torments of hell.
那是才一个最严肃的课题啊。那是永远的刑罚。
And that is, save us from the forever eternal torments.
我们人在这辈子啊，不管你过得好，过得不好。都是很短暂的。
Our sufferings in this world are all temporary.
耶稣基督啊，他来要拯救我们。
Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to save us.
所以我们只要来接近他，来就近他。
As long as we draw close to him, as long as we
trust him, 接受他为我们救主。
As long as we receive his salvation.
相信和接受洗礼。
We have to believe and receive his baptism.
这样子。我们就能够得到平安喜乐。
Then we will receive, true peace and joy.
因为耶稣基督啊，他已经着上各个他为我们钉十字架，流出宝血。
Because Lord Jesus Christ has already walked on the Mount of Golgotha to be crucified so that we may be redeemed of our sins.
所以圣灵运行以后，那个河水、湖水啊，就变成主耶稣的宝血。
When we get baptized, through the workings of the Holy Spirit, the water becomes the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就是靠那个宝血来洗去我们的罪。
Through that precious blood, our sins are washed away when we baptize.
现在就是接受基督耶稣的时候。
Now is the time to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个地方就是要体验耶稣基督的时候。
This is the place to experience Lord Jesus Christ.
晚上就是时间了。
This is the time is now.
我们叫唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
471.
Let's sing him 471. Now we will pray to experience, Jesus' grace.
祷告可以用很多的啊，祷告就是跟神交通一个方式。
When we pray, it is one way to communicate with God.
那我们跟一个人交通啊，可以用很多的方法。
When we communicate with another person, we have a lot of ways to do so.
啊，一样，祷告也可以用很多的方法。
Likewise, there's a lot of ways we can pray.
但是其中最有功效的就是用灵言来祷告。
One of the ways which has the greatest effect is to pray.In this Holy Spirit.
啊，就是刚刚我们圣经所读的啊，接受洗礼以后就必领受所应许的圣灵。
Just like it was mentioned in the verses that we read, that after we receive the baptism of God, we will receive the Holy Spirit.
那只要你相信，求圣灵，啊，神就会给你。
As long as you believe, in God and ask for the Holy Spirit, God will grant you the Holy Spirit.
只要你服从圣经的教导，神就要把圣灵赏赐给你。
As long as you carry out the teachings of the Bible, God will give you His Holy Spirit.
圣经怎么教导我们祷告呢？
So how is it instructed to us that we should pray in the Bible?
请看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
十九章。
Verse 19.
启示录十九章第一节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 1.
第一，此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说：“哈利路亚！”啊，哈利路亚，就是赞美神的意思啊。救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神。再请看第四节
，verse four。
那二十四个长老与四活物就俯伏啊，敬拜坐宝座的神，说：“阿们，哈利路亚！”啊。第五节
，verse five，
有声音从宝座出来说：“神的众仆人啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。” 第六
Verse 6
我就听见好像群众的声音啊，撞水的声音，大雷的声音，说哈利路亚，因为我们主我们的神全能者做王了。因为有人呢、啊、主张说啊，祷告啊，就是要静静的啊，心灵啊，用心灵祷告。
Some people emphasize that praying you have to use be very peaceful and pray within yourself.
啊，当然人也可以用默想来祷告。
Of course, we could pray.Within our thoughts or in our hearts.
但是当一个人在称颂一个人的时候，他很自然的、很高兴的，就会喊出来：“哈利路亚，赞美你啊！”
But when we praise another person, naturally we will want to speak out loud to sing our praises.
当你高兴的时候，你会喊出来呀、
啊。When you're happy, when you're joyful, then you will shout it out.
所以这群长老、这群四活物呢，也是一样，他们歌颂神，他们说：“哈利路亚。”
And so here, from these passages, the elders and the voices likewise said to God, praise God and hallelujah.
所以我们晚上还是邀请大家来赞美神，说哈利路亚。
So tonight we'd like to invite everyone to out loud speak to God and praise Him and say hallelujah to Him.
哈利路亚就是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
所以那个声音啊，听起来就要像群众的声音，又要像撞水的声音、大雷的声音呢、啊。
So, it will sound, when we say hallelujah out loud with Holy Spirit, they will sound like it's a great multitude, like roars of rushing water, like, thunder. So, we will all pray, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And we can say hallelujah to praise our Heavenly Father. And repeat hallelujah to praise Him.
只要相信。
As long as we believe,
只要服从按照圣经的教导。
As long as we obey God's commands,
今天晚上就是属于大家的，属于你的。
Then this evening will be yours.
你就要体验神，你就要体验耶稣的慈爱。
You will receive and you will experience the compassion of God, and you will receive His grace.
我们祷告是跪着祷告，表示我们的谦卑啊。
We pray by kneeling down to represent our humility.
我们跪着是向神跪着，不是向人跪着。
When we pray, when we kneel down, we pray to God, not to any one person.
我们跟神，跟这位全能的主宰来祷告。
We pray to this omnipotent God, the God that created this universe.
手合着，眼睛闭着，能够专心。
We hold our hands together, close our eyes to help us concentrate.
我们祷告大概十几分钟而已。
And we'll pray for about 10-15 minutes or so.
我们鼓励大家来体验神的恩典，来体验耶稣基督的恩典。
So we encourage everyone to come forth to experience Jesus Christ, experience God.
我们请要接受按手的，要祷告求圣灵的，请到前面来。
And those of us who would like to receive the laying hands and to help you pray, please come forward. And those of you who would like to receive the Holy Spirit, please come forward.
好，一起来祷告。
Let's pray.